know what you're thinking. When will the talent start? Well, we have for your listening and dining enjoyment tonight, friends. Over here on the guitar, the man that has taught me never, ever to wear a sleeveless shirt in his presence. Originally from Dallas, Texas. Hold your applause, please, for Texas. We've got to go on with the show now. No, no. His feelings are hurt. Don't make it up to him now. Yeah. He's been in show business for 62 years. Awful young looking for his age. Played for 11 years with Mr. Marty Stewart, a fine mandolin and guitar picker. Hey, if you don't take our word for it, take Earl Scruggs' word for it. He plays with Earl Scruggs. And every once in a while, he plays with Mr. Billy Bob Thornton. When Billy Bob has a rock band. Carl Childers, you got anything to say to this fine Florida audience tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Heard about your song you was recording down there in Nashville. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I guess I ain't got no cause to kill nobody, no, sir. But from time to time, off and on, I'll play a little bluegrass there with Sam Bush, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Carl. Give it up for one of the finest guitar players on this stage tonight at this moment. From Dallas, Texas, this is Mr. Brad Davis. Thank you so much. We'd like to tell you about this drumming boy back here. He's originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Spent 22 years in Las Vegas, Nevada with Cirque du Soleil. It could have happened. All right, would you believe 12 years with Porter Wagoner on the Grand Ole Opry? Okay, would you believe one time Bela Fleck said to him, "Off my foot, buddy." Give it up for Mr. Chris Brown and his drums of renown. I'm sorry, I wish we had time for all that one. I don't think Deep Purple is standing around playing our riffs tonight, but it could happen. Now over here on the bass, we asked for color, we got color. He plays the upright bass, the bass guitar without frets. Somebody asked us, do you have a five string in the band? Yes, we do, he plays a five string bass. And y'all are hearing him on records you might not be aware of. Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Volume 3? He's played on the last couple of Nickel Creek records. So he knows what a good mandolin player sounds like. And we both played last year on the Grammy-nominated Jorma Kalkinen's Blue Country Heart. We're pretty proud about that. Remember, if you don't know Jorma, you don't know Jack. And he has a t-shirt that says that. We are both from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Don't hold that against us. Obviously, you hadn't been there. And we went to the same high school. And he graduated. Kentucky thing. So give it up for one of the finest musicians you're ever going to meet, Mr. Byron House. You rehearse. What do you get? Heartaches. Thank you. Thank you very much. Say, how many people have been at the festival all 4 days? We ain't riding with any of y'all. Some guy just yelled up, "I'm going home with you tonight." Whoa.
Look out.
Mm-hmm. Carl, what would you say about that?
I guess I got cause to kill that man, yeah.
He just yelled, "I'll still be out there for you." Holy snakes. We have obviously not hung with the right people before this set. I was up here hanging with Pete Rowan. What the hell? All right. Before we came up, a person asked me, would you play one by John Hartford? And I'd sure be happy to.